The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. When we left Dantro, the Planet Man, and Pat Darrow, daughter of Professor Darrow, the leader of Earth's first flight into space, they were imprisoned in the dungeon of Marston, the ruler of Mars. Dantro and Pat have just been confronted by Slaps, engineer of the Earth's crew, who appears to have betrayed his friends and joined Marston's foul plan to conquer the Earth. Dantro is speaking.
Pat, I'm worried. The fate of the solar system lies in the hands of that fiend Marston and our friend Slats. If something isn't done, the planets will be plunged into a war that will destroy civilization. You can't imagine the weapons that have been developed. Bombs that can wipe out a sun, tractor beams that can pry a planet out of its orbit, rays that can reduce 100 miles of living Earth to a desert in seconds.
If only we could get out of here. Maybe we could contact the Martian underground and do something. But there doesn't seem to be any way.
I'm afraid not, Pat. Say, what's that on the floor? It's a small bottle. Look, there's a note written on the paper it was wrapped in.
What does it say? Who could have put it here?
Well, I can't believe it. It's from Slats. And it says, don't worry, everything is going to work out. The bottle has a scent that will stun the Marlions. As soon as they're knocked out, run to the door of the arena. A guide will meet you there and lead you to safety. Keep a stiff upper lip. Well, I understand everything except that part about my lip. Is that code or something?
No, Dantro. That's just Earth slang, and it means to have courage. Oh, that Slats. I knew he wouldn't sell out to a madman like Marston.
Don't build up your hopes, Pat. We're not out yet. We've got a long ways to go, but we've got to get out. We've got to.
Well, Earthman, what do you think of my little show? Do you have anything on Earth to match it? Look at those Marlions. They'll teach that Planet Man Dantro and the Earth Girl to leave Marston alone.
You mean... You mean you're really going to turn those beasts loose on the people?
Not on people, just on my enemies. Guards, bring in Dantro and the Earth Girl.
You're really going to do it?
Of course. You did not think Marston made empty threats, did you? If so, you're due for a surprise.
I'm not the only one.
What did you say?
I was thinking about Dantro.
Well, he hasn't much more time to live. Here they come now.
Well, here we are, Pat, ready to give Marston and his stupid puppets their biggest show. This is going to be a tricky one, Pat. We'll have to wait until the Marlions are almost upon us and then spill the liquid in this bottle into the sand at our feet. It evaporates and becomes a gas almost immediately. But if we move too quickly, it will blow away before it can affect them. Our timing must be just right.
Look, they're opening the gate at the other end of the arena. Here come the Marlions. Oh, Dantro, what horrible-looking beasts.
Remember what Slats said, Pat. Keep a stiff upper lip. Stand here next to me. They haven't seen us yet, but they will any second. And then they'll charge. Ready?
I'm ready. There's the door we're supposed to go to. I hope there's no slip-up.
Look out. Here they come.
It will be all over in a minute, my friend. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. I've waited to get Planet Man for years. I've dreamed about it at night, and now I have him.
Look! The Marlions are stopping. They're lying down.
Something has gone wrong. Someone has helped them. No, they must not escape death. I've waited too long for this. They're getting away. Guards! Guards!
This way, Pat. Hurry, they'll be after us any minute. Through the door and down this tunnel. There'll be someone waiting at the end.
Don't worry about me. I'm with you.
Turn here. They're right behind us.
Did you see the guard at the back that would be here?
He should be right at this turn. Something must have gone wrong. We have no time to look for him. Come on, Pat.
Do you know where we're going?
What's the difference as long as we get away? If they catch us again, they won't bother with Marlines. They'll ray us down in our tracks.
What's that up ahead? It looks like daylight.
It is, Pat. That's the jungle that surrounds this palace.
Well, let's head for it. They'll never find us there.
We have no choice. But we may be worse off in that jungle than we were in the arena. There are things out there that even the Marlions fear. But there's nothing else we can do. Come on, Pat. Out we go.
For the moment, it appears that Dantro and Pat have escaped from Marston. Now they face the unknown of the celestial world, the fearful jungle of Mars. We'll be back in a moment. So, level off. When we left Dantro and Pat, they were heading into the Martian jungle. This area of Mars is one of the most feared places in the solar system. Its dangers and mysteries have brought death to many an adventurer. At this moment, the entire planet of Mars is in a state of extreme tension. Everyone is in fear of his life because Marston is determined to seek out the one person who planned the escape of Dantro and Pat from certain death in the Marlion arena. As we look into the chamber of Marston, we hear his mad tirade as he attempts to find the one who betrayed him.
I brought you here because one of you has betrayed me. I'm going to find out who it was, and then I'll show you what happens to those who serve me badly. It must have been one of you guards. No one else had a chance to reach them in the dungeon. No one else. No. Wait a moment. There was one other. That Earthman, Slats. It could have been Slats. I was suspicious when he insisted on being taken to them. Bring him here. Bring the Earthman here.
You looking for me?
Yes, traitor, I am looking for you. See him, Fema? That is the one.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the bottle you gave the Planet Man and the Earth Girl when we saw them in the dungeon.
Bottle? What bottle? You're making a mistake.
Don't pretend ignorance. You don't fool me for a minute. Guard, tie him to the table. Tie him well. I want to watch him when he squirms under the nerve whip.
What's a nerve whip?
The nerve whip flays every nerve in the body. But you will have the pleasure of learning that for yourself. Enough conversation. Give him a taste of the whip.
Marston! Marston! We've just captured one of the underground. He must have been the one who helped the prisoners. He was hiding in the tunnel under the arena.
So, bring him in. We will soon find out. Untie the ropes there. But don't let the Earthman get out of your sight. I still suspect him of some trickery. Now for you. Who helped in this? Speak up.
There seems to be something wrong with him. He was all right when we brought him in. Here you are. Get up. All right. Open your eyes.
Put him on the table. Put him on the table. Give him the nerve whip. That will wake him up.
No. It will do no good, Marston. He's dead.
Dead? Dead? How can he be dead? I must know who his accomplice was. I tell you, he must not be dead.
It is useless. Here is the vial of poison he had hidden on him. He can do you no good.
Get out! Get out, all of you!
I will do it alone. Always alone. I can trust no one, depend on no one. I will conquer the solar system alone.
Stay close to me, Pat. Watch out.
Oh, what a strange-looking hole. Did some animal make it?
Oh, I don't know what you'd call it back on Earth, Pat. It's a cross between an animal and an insect. It has glands that make a liquid which dissolves almost anything it touches. We call them slogs. They've been known to eat right through the foundations of an entire city.
Do they attack people?
Not unless they're cornered. But if you were to step or fall into one's den, it would spray you with its deadly fluid before you could move.
Ooh, that's a pleasant thought.
That's why I told you that we might be safer with the Marlions. There are beasts in this jungle that have never been captured, but no one ever tries. No one's ever been through here.
Where are we going?
Our only chance is to get through to a clearing somewhere.
Do you know the way?
I think I do, but I'm not sure. When we flew over the jungle on the way here, I saw such a clearing. I memorized its position. I hope I'm right. We haven't much time.
We aren't being followed by Marston's men anymore. What do you mean?
It's not Marston's men I'm worried about. It's the Martian mindless men, I fear.
Mindless men?
That's right, Pat. Mindless men. They're outcasts from the mines. Here on Mars, there's a priceless metal. But in its raw state, it gives off fumes that destroy men's minds. It's dug by slaves of Marston who are thrown into the jungle when they've been driven mindless. They become like insane beasts, and they hunt in packs. Even the Marlions fear their fury. If we're ever attacked by them, I'm afraid we'll never escape.
Can't we go any faster?
We'll try.
This is Marston receiving on secret channel 5Q. What about Professor Darrow? Have you convinced him to join us? No? Well, kidnap the children. Bring them here. With them in our hands, Professor Darrow will sing a different tune. Get them here by tomorrow and do not fail me.
Will Marston's plan to kidnap Billy and Jane succeed? What is happening to Dantro and Pat in the darkest jungle of Mars? We'll return in a moment. But first, here is a message that the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventure. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.